Once you find your seat for this guided meditation in metta, take a moment here to feel your body. And to feel your body sitting. I find it helpful to feel the buttocks contacting with the chair or cushion. Something we're not usually aware of, but that's always there. It's larger surface of contact, of weight. Maybe as you feel that contact, you relax a little bit, relaxing in the buttocks. Relaxing around the buttocks. Maybe you feel a little more warmth there because of the contact, maybe not. So in these beginnings of our meditations, we tune into sensations. It's a way of quieting the mind and becoming more present to this moment. And now this moment. Can be helpful to feel the hands as well. And notice what the hands are touching. If they're touching each other, there's the sensation of skin on skin. Warmth. Or maybe the hands are touching the legs. Or sides of the chair. No right or wrong experiences. This simple knowing of sensation. Quieting the mind, tuning into the sensations that are already here. There is a body. There is a body sitting. There's an elegant simplicity to our sitting. Maybe a gentleness. Coming to meditate can be an act of kindness and caring for oneself. Just showing up here this morning is an act of self-care. And as we learn to care for ourselves, it becomes easier and easier to care for others. So beginning the metta practice now, you might bring a picture of yourself to mind in your mind's eye. Or you might simply stay with feeling the body here. Directing attention towards yourself in this caring way. And as in metta practice, we practice with some phrases. Directing the sentiment of these phrases now towards yourself. And you can repeat them quietly to yourself or simply hear me say them. May I be safe and protected. Sending this wish of safety and protection towards yourself. May I be safe and protected. A wonderful way to do this practice is to breathe in the word safety or safe and breathe out the word protected. Letting this sentiment run right through the body and back again. With tenderness and care. May I be safe and protected. If you like staying right there with that first phrase or moving on to the next one, may I be happy and peaceful. Letting these words land in a way on you. Happy, peaceful. And if you like breathing in the word happy, and breathing out the word peaceful. Taking your time. No rush. May I be happy and peaceful. And maybe this guided meditation is landing just right for you, or there's some resistance coming up. No wrong experiences. So steadying yourself, whatever the experience is, and as best you can, sending these wishes of care to yourself. Even if it's difficult. And moving on to the third phrase, if you'd like. May I be healthy and strong. May I enjoy the health that I have. And find some strength or resilience. If you like, breathing in the word healthy and breathing out the word strong. May I be healthy and strong. If there's a part of your body that's hurting, maybe sending a wish of care to that part of your body right now. Caring for any discomfort that's there. And if you like, now moving on to the fourth phrase. May I live with ease. May I live with ease. It's a wish of equanimity. Even if you're not living with ease, wait, that's what you assess, I'm not living with ease, sending a wish to yourself that you live with some more ease. And if you like, breathing in the word ease, and breathing out the word ease. Noticing how this practice is affecting your body. If you like, taking some deeper breaths with ease. Noticing how this practice is affecting the heart. Noticing how this practice is affecting the mind. Now, if you like, bringing to mind what we call a benefactor, somebody that you feel knows you well, and you know them well, maybe somebody that's been a mentor to you, or source of support. Could be a grandparent or sibling or friend, dear friend. Could be a teacher. Perhaps a Dharma teacher you've never met. Somebody who's been a support, a guide. A compassionate guide. If you like bringing them to mind now, seeing a picture of them, perhaps picturing their face, perhaps looking into their eyes or seeing them from a distance. And if this is difficult to do, you can stay with yourself. And now going through these phrases with yourself again, or this benefactor, this dear person in your life, wishing them well. May you be safe and protected. Perhaps feeling the sincerity of these wishes. May you be safe. May you be protected. If the mind goes adrift during this meditation, no problem. Simply come back. Come back to these prayers of goodwill. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be happy and may you be peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you enjoy the health you have. And be strong, patient, resilient. Sending these wishes of care. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. May you find ease and equanimity in this life. And at this time, if you like, moving on to the group of us here. If you like, maybe even opening your eyes and looking around or staying, keeping your eyes closed. Perhaps recalling the feeling when we all sign in on this Zoom meeting, seeing each other. I know I feel a sense of joy seeing you all show up. And now including yourself in the group of all of us, and maybe those that usually come that aren't here. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be safe and protected. Individually and together. May we all be happy and peaceful. May we all enjoy the health we have and find the strength to bear life's inevitable ups and downs. The vicissitudes of these lives. And may we all live with ease. Live more lightly, with more space. More heart space. And I'm going to read to you the Metta Sutta, the teaching on metta or loving kindness. This particular sutta I'm reading today is translated by Gil Fronsdale. So it's a little bit different than what I've read in the past or what you may be familiar with. So here's his translation of what the Buddha taught. To reach the state of peace, one skilled in the good should be capable and upright, straightforward and easy to speak to, gentle and not proud, contented and easily supported, living lightly with few duties, wise and with senses calmed, not arrogant and without greed for supporters, and should not do the least thing that the wise would criticize. One should reflect, may all be happy and secure. May all beings be happy at heart. All living beings, whether weak or strong, tall, large, medium or short, tiny or big, seen or unseen, near or distant, born or to be born, may they all be happy. Let no one deceive another or despise anyone anywhere. Let no one through anger or aversion wish for others to suffer. As a mother would risk her own life to protect her child, her only child, so toward all beings should one cultivate a boundless heart with loving kindness for the whole world. Should one cultivate a boundless heart above, below, and all around, without obstruction, without hate, and without ill will. Standing or walking, sitting or lying down, whenever one is awake, may one stay with this reflection, this recollection. This is called a sublime abiding here and now. One who is virtuous, endowed with vision, not taken by views, and having overcome all greed for sensual pleasure, will not be reborn again. Feel free to open your eyes, stretch in any way you like. If you want to take a moment to bow, appreciating this way you've come and sat together, this well-wishing. Thank you for your dedication and practice here today.